May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Death is not the end. The cross is something of a mystery. We speak about Jesus being hung on a tree for our redemption, and images of an angry, wrathful God who punishes appear in the minds of many. After spending Lent stripping away all the things in our lives that keep us from full relationship with God, we can get to Good Friday feeling, as the psalmist expresses, like a worm of a person in the dirt, the lowest of the low, not worthy of the Easter message. That Jesus reconciled all things new and we are in full relationship with God once more is a mysterious concept, to be sure. And personally, I find Holy Week hard going, because I don't want to hear those scriptures again and find myself in the crowd shouting, "Crucify him." I don't want to spend time considering how flawed humanity was and is, because it can make me feel hopeless. But then I remember that death is not the end, because a life with Jesus is a life spent in relationship with God, and that life leads to Easter and the resurrection. We journey through Holy Week in this way, remembering and sometimes even reenacting the steps that Jesus took to the cross, the steps that led to his death and his resurrection. The idea that someone might be willing to die for us can make us very uneasy. Have you ever seen the movie Saving Private Ryan? I'm sure many of you have. The premise, if you haven't, is that a small band of soldiers go out to save Private James Ryan, and along the way, they die in conflict with the Germans in Normandy. As the leader of the troop is breathing his last, he says to Private Ryan, "Earn it, James. Earn this." And as a result, the private spends the rest of his life trying to earn it, trying to be worthy of their sacrifice, and he is tormented by the cost of being saved. And we find him at the end of the story asking the fallen leader's wife if he was worthy of such a sacrifice, to which she responds, "Yes, yes, you are." That is how Jesus responds to each of us when we find ourselves in those places where we think, "I am not worthy of this." Jesus says, "Yes, you are. I would have done it if it was just for you." The good news that dwells within Jesus on the cross is that we do not have to earn God's forgiveness. If we come to Good Friday consumed by guilt, we haven't accepted the incredible gift of grace that God offered to us in Jesus. Jesus did not come into our world, both God and both human, and say, "I've come to shame you into returning to God," or to make us feel guilty. Instead, Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd always lays down his life for the sheep." Death is not the end. Human beings, us, we need Good Friday. I know that I need it. I need to be reminded that the forgiveness that God deals out abundantly and constantly started in a place of horror. That someone was willing to do that. That Jesus came as a wandering rabbi, a Jew among Jews, teaching according to the law. And the law is important because what it teaches us is that we are prone to falling into sin, that is, to fall away from God. And if we weren't, we would never have needed it. The law, as read in the Bible, has taught the people that when they sinned, a sacrifice was required. But they kept failing. So God sent prophets. And they proclaimed that more and more dire consequences would come if the people still didn't set their hearts on God. and they failed. But God still wanted a relationship with humankind. So God took on flesh in the person of Jesus and came and did what none of us could do. The bloody horror of the cross that confronts us in the reading today, with the absolute worst of humanity. Death on the cross shows us what we are capable of when we turn on God instead of turning to God. It still remains something of a mystery. What happened, how it happened, what God actually did. But what we do know is that Jesus died so we might have abundant life, free from shame and guilt. Jesus died so that we might know the love of God completely and know that we need not earn that love. At the cross, we encounter love and mercy in suffering. At the cross, we are freely given a new life based on the truth. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And that is the good news of Good Friday. Let us pray together in thanksgiving for the mercy of God in the love of Jesus and the grace to know that we need God's mercy and the knowledge that we do not need to earn it because it is freely given. Death is not the end. So let's live into the abundance of a life with Christ. Amen.